Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to receive the ministration from Turning Point. After receiving the Turning Point ministration audio, turn to Turning Point booklet, also authored by me. Read the portions for the day and the prayers for the day also. Combine the two, Turning Point voice and Turning Point booklet. It will bless you. If you subscribe, Turning Point booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 8th day in October 2024. 8 is God's number for a new beginning. A child is named on the 8th day in many cultures around the world. Let me connect to this covenant truth in blessing all this morning. Be saying amen, I receive it. I prophesy to my listeners' lives, God is giving you a new beginning. A new chapter of breakthroughs, of progress and success shall be opening in your life now. Your last maximum shall become your new minimum. I prophesy to your life a change in levels, higher dimension. A new version of you shall soon emerge. Who is this? You have experienced certain heartbreaks, certain hiccups recently, certain unfavorable situations, maybe losses, setbacks, disappointment, deception. You are defrauded, you are rejected, opposition and contention. What made you cry and you shed tears? It gave you pain. It made you unhappy, maybe sorrowful. You felt so bad. If any of these describe any part of you or your loved ones, put your hand on your chest and receive this. In few days from now, God will give you a divine visitation and intervention that will make you rejoice. Your tears shall be dried up. Your heart shall be healed. Say amen. God asked me to tell someone, your wasted years shall be redeemed. You shall recover what you have lost. Someone is apprehensive of what you are about to do. Will it fail? Will it succeed? You are afraid for your wife, for your son, even for your life. Afraid of that exam or interview, of that journey you want to embark upon. Thus says the Lord, fear not. Go ahead. I will back you up. Your fears will not happen. Someone is experiencing pain. You are sick. If you are sick there in any part of your body, your healing is coming now. Can you stand up and do this? Stand up if you can and jump up 8 times. Each time you jump, make a declaration and say, I am healed. I am healed. 8 times. Jump up each time and declare, I am healed. Yes, you are healed. Give God praise. Your healing has come. Check it up. That pain is gone. Exercise your faith. Send out your testimonies later. A miracle of healing will happen to you now. October 8th, celebrant. Your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live to a good old age in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right? Testimonies are pouring in from all over. Let's take some of the testimonies as much as time will allow. Be connecting to these testimonies. Anyone that look like what you also desire. 1. I went back to the university at the age of 51 years to show my children that you could go back to school at any age. And it all depends on your determination, your seriousness, and the power of prayer. I finished at 54 years with first class honors. I said, praise the Lord. And I believe God will satisfy me with good and mouth-watering job. Yes, He will. I like that testimony. Going to university at 51, graduating at 54, you can add value to your life at any age. Another testifier, I thank God for what He has been doing in my life and family. God gave me a grandson on the 3rd of October. May His name be praised forever. Thank God for your love and prayers, Daddy. More grace and strength. Wow, congratulations. Another one, I give God all the glory. My first son passes WAEC, NECO, UTME, and post UTME excellently well. My second son passes junior WAEC despite all odds. My husband is now a qualified engineer. I give God all the glory and adoration. Ah, more testimony will come for you, madam. Good morning, TPGF family. In fact, God is here. Our daddy in the Lord said we should change the clothes we intended to wear. I obeyed the instruction. On getting to my place of work, I received official car, and God saved me and my wife from car accident, which when the back tire of a car removed, God always gives us provision for daily basis. Hallelujah to God Almighty. Wow. Congratulations also. I want to thank God for numerous testimonies. One, I got visa to UK in September. Two, I graduated in September. Three, God gave me a sponsorship immediately after I graduated. Four, my children joined me and got admitted into school 2 days after. Five, I passed all my professional exams. Six, I am now UK registered nurse. Seven, my company gave me another sponsorship as a nurse. Eight, daddy, may you live very long to keep impacting our lives, and may your anointing never run dry in Jesus' name. Nine, battle seed to back up my nursing work already sent to Zenith account of the commission. 10, daddy, pray that my husband get a better job. Consider it done. More testimony will come for you. Another testifier. Good morning, my TPGF and my spiritual father, Femi Emmanuel. I want to thank God for healing me of sudden partial stroke on my right hand. I tied the mantle on my right hand and asked God to draw out every pain from my head to my toes through the mantle. And God did it. All my pains with the hammer pains on my head all disappeared through the engagement of the mantle. It's a wonderful experience. Wow. Which of the favors of God can I deny? I bless the name of the Lord for his protection, provision, care, and his love. Thank you for your mercy, grace, and favor, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Daddy, for your prayers and impactful teachings. More anointing. Impactful and a prayerful teachings. We give all the glory to God. Somebody said, I want to appreciate the Almighty God for his faithfulness in my life. Before my birthday in September, I was praying that God should give me my heart desires as my birthday gift. He gave me 3 of my heart desires in a miraculous way. Truly, our God, Nababa, may his name be glorified forever. Wow. Another testifier. Glory be to God Almighty, who answered our prayers. By divine connection, my daughter has met her God-ordained husband. See, sowing works wonders. God bless my father, Femi Emmanuel, abundantly with more grace. Wow. Be sowing seed on any issue you are trusting God for. Another person. Please help me praise the Lord for saving us from fire accident. Few days ago, one of my children put a pot on soup on gas cooker just to warm it, but forgot it on the cooker. Later, something was pricking me to go to the kitchen to check something. On getting to the sitting room, thick smoke has engulfed everywhere, including the kitchen. The pot of soup was burned beyond recognition. The sight was very frightening. I am thanking God that we didn't lose our lives or properties and the house as a result of that fire incident. Please praise the Lord with me. Wow. One of our 5 prayer requests that our Father in the Lord asked us to write has been answered. I know that God will answer the rest, and I shall continue to testify. Thank you, Pastor Femi Emmanuel, for your teachings and your prayers. I want to thank God for his mercy on my life and family. God healed me of stomach ache and also vindicated my mom's business from the hand of government officials. All thanks to God Almighty. Good evening, Daddy Femi Emmanuel and my Turning Point family. I want to thank God for how he's been using the anointed mantle to restore my handset, laptop, printer, and other electronics. I also want to thank him for alert upon alert, healings and huge sales. Wow! Healings and huge sales. Our God is doing wonders. You shall be the next to testify. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain service in our Abuja Center. Same usual place and usual time, 12 to 2 p.m. Living Spring Chapel, Kaduna Camp, after the fish market, Abuja. Thursday will be the two prayer mountain services in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo centers. Be there physically in all these centers. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. So join online. Prayer focus this week on Prayer Mountain is anointing for change of story. God wants to change your story. Please be there and stay connected. Then, have you paid your tithe? Don't joke with your tithe. Pay it fully and completely. Tithing, personal and corporate tithing, and sowing seed for the enlargement of God's kingdom are things we are going to do the rest of our lives. Keep doing it and keep seeing the power of God in action. Our seed for this month is 10-10-10. As many tens as you can add to what you are sowing is working for people. And all our members in diaspora all over the world, use the PayPal account. The PayPal account is valid, is ours. Please do so. It is only members in UK doing theirs in sterling that we give the HSBC account to. All others doing their seed sowing and tithing in dollars, in euros, in Canadian dollars and all, use the PayPal account. It's ours. It will bless that to us, and I pray for you each time we receive the alert. If you want us to send you the PayPal details or the account details of the commission, send an SMS or a chat to +24 809 789 4000. All in United Kingdom, doing yours in sterling, send a chat or please send me the HSBC account to 074-111-28401. I invite all ministers in the fivefold ministries to our national and international ministers conference coming up on Wednesday, October 16th at our Ikeja Center, Lagos. So get ready, iron sharpens iron. All ministers and leaders in the kingdom, all ministers coming from Ogun State, the coastal buses arranged. We take off that morning from Abeokuta. You need to book a seat. Send an SMS or a chat and say, reserve a seat for me to 0802-779-6376. All ministers in Lay and Oyo State and Osun State, the coastal buses will take off from Ibadan. You need to send an SMS to book a seat. Book a seat for me and send that to 0806-928-6662. All ministers in Lagos, for more information and details, SMS, a chat or a call to 090-555-14460. Do so now. It's going to be wonderful and great. Ministering along with me on Wednesday, October 16, is the General Overseer of the First Quad Gospel Church, Reverend Sam Aboyeji. So it's going to be wonderful. I speak to everyone's life today. The power of God will lift you up and position you where you'll be happy and be a good witness to the Lord. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.